Hello, and welcome to WDCE and 2 hours of great jazz, coming to you live from the University of Richmond. This is Ann Hampton Calloway, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set at 90.1 on your FM dial, and we're streaming on the web at WDCE.org. I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show. And now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Ann. Ann Hampton Calloway. You want to hear some great jazz? She's coming to Richmond. She'll be at the Dominion Arts Center, formerly Richmond Center Stages Downtown Complex, in Rhythm Hall. And that will be on Friday, April the 8th, and Saturday the 9th. She will be performing on Friday at 7:30 and 8 p.m. on Saturday night in Rhythm Hall, which is part of that venue there. She's celebrating the women icons in American music. You'll hear favorites by Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Judy Garland, and many others. And Ann will be singing some standards, jazz classics, and originals. This venue is located on Grace Street between 6th and 7th. Rhythm Hall is a very intimate and wonderful place to hear a great artist. We've been there several times. You can order your tickets by visiting the Dominion Arts Center box office online at richmondcenterstage.com or by calling for tickets at 1-800-514-3849. I'll look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, here is Miss Ann Hampton Calloway from her latest album, which is entitled From Sassy to Divine, the Sarah Vaughan Project. And this is Mean to Me, Miss Ann Hampton Calloway.
Must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each time when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm all alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat speak your language to let you know you treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be
Hampton Hawes Quartet. Hampton Hawes on piano, Harold Ann on tenor saxophone, the great bassist Scott LaFaro, and on drums Frank Butler. The album is entitled For Real, and it was recorded in 1958, going back a little bit. Before that, we heard a recent recording, well, actually not real recent, but 2005, of the great Count Basie Orchestra under the direction of the leader and trombonist Bill Hughes. April in Paris. And it's April, that's for sure. This is a nice recording. This is vocalist Ruth Cameron, and with a nice backing by pianist Alan Broadbent and Ralph Moore on tenor saxophone, My Old Flame, Ruth Cameron.
It's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame, my new lovers all seem so tame, for I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. And I can't even think of his name. I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. name. I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old
flame. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Marianne, for that timely message, music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, let's get caught up. We just heard a nice recording of the tune, This Is Always, by tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton, from his album entitled Back in New York. And it featured Bill Charlap on piano, Kenny Washington, the bassist, and Kenny Washington, the drummer, and Peter Washington, the bassist. A really nice recording on the Concord record label. And before that, we heard a 1962 recording from my vinyl collection, the Donald Byrd Quartet, which basically featured him on this one, I'm a Fool to Want You. And let's see, that would have been Herbie Hancock, a young Herbie Hancock on piano there, too. Well, I told our listeners in our first set, and I want to remind you again, if you want to hear some great jazz this weekend, April the 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday, the great vocalist Ann Hampton Calloway will be performing at the Dominion Arts Center in Rillam Hall, and that is located between 6th and 7th Street on Grace. And she will be celebrating the Women Icons in American Music. Friday night, it's a 7:30 concert, and then Saturday night is at 8 o'clock. You want to get some tickets? Here's the phone number for you, 1-800-514-3849. Or you can go online to richmondcenterstage.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be great. And speaking of Ann Hampton Calloway, this is, I think, one of her first jazz recordings, done back in 1994. We placed her recent recordings in the earlier set. But this is nice. This is a great tune. My old piano player, no longer with us, the great Pat McCoy, I love this song. I love to hear him play it. So, Pat, you're up there in heaven, I know, listening. So here it is. Teach Me Tonight, Ann Hampton Calloway.
You say I've got a lot to learn. Well, don't think I'm trying hard not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the X, Y, and Z of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll tell that shooting star to write, I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. Thank you. the shooting star goes by, I'll tell that shooting star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love, should the teachers dance so near, my love, graduation's almost here, my love, teach me tonight.
Thank you.
band, Ray Brown, is in the house. That was the Larry Fuller, the Trio album he did some years ago, 97, I think. And he had Ray Brown on bass and Jeff Hamilton on drums. And what a fine trio that was. That's from Larry Fuller's recording, Easy Walker. And it would be worthwhile picking it up sometime. You can get it on Amazon, I'm sure. Easy Walker, Larry Fuller. Really nice. Candy's Blues, a tune he wrote. And before that, we played another cut from one of Ann Hampton Calloway's recordings. And she sang Teach Me Tonight, and that featured a nice group behind her, by the way. Kenny Barron was a pianist on that. And that nice bass work by Jay Linhart. Let's see. I'd like to give a warm welcome to the other stations that are carrying the Cool Jazz Set now. And that's WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopo Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners. And I thank you for your calls and requests and your emails. And just feel free to go to my website, CoolJazzSet.com, and click on radio shows, and you will see tomorrow I will have uploaded tonight's 2 one-hour segments, and you can listen to those as well as almost 100 hours of music right there. Let's see, up next, the great late Carmen McRae. Nice work if you can get it. And that's Ray Brown, by the way.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry skies. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Cottage door, where two hearts become one. Tell me who could ask for more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. That's nice if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that important message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. We have a great school of music. So if you have a child that's thinking about going to college and majoring in music, or maybe a grandchild, check out the University of Richmond. They have a wonderful program here. And let's see, we just heard a nice recording, a 1960 recording from the Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet entitled The Cool One. And that's Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Benny Golson, the tenor saxophonist on that, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton, the pianist, Tommy Williams, the bassist, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. Well, I hope you have enjoyed tonight's show. I have enjoyed playing it for you, and hope that you will be back again next week. We're here every week from 3 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time.
Every time we say goodbye, I die. Major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
And so goodbye until this time next week. But in the meantime, please take care of yourself and go ahead and hear some live music. Well, thanks for listening.
Major to minor, every time.